Today's Bible reading is from Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1 to 13. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish." Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, "Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord, because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before.
I'd like to invite Reverend Hung up to the front, and he'll be delivering today's message. But I'd also like to take this opportunity maybe to help our congregation to get to know him a bit better by asking maybe one or two very general questions. So, Reverend Hung, would you like to come up, please? Good afternoon, Reverend Hung. Welcome to the English service.
Hi, everybody.
I think quite a number of us may know Reverend Hung, but perhaps we'd like to get to know him a little bit more. How have you been in the past, I think, 6 or 7 months since you come to Sydney? Has it been easy to settle in?
Actually, I come here just for 4.5 months.
4.5 months.
Yeah.
It feels like you've been here for longer, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Times five. Yeah. So I settled very good. Yeah.
Oh,
praise
okay.
the Lord. Yeah. Especially my son. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, his son's right there. Wave to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in terms of the first summer, I think it's the first time you're spending Christmas in summertime, is that right?
Yeah. This is the first time I really feel the high temperature here, right? 40, 43, right, last week. So it's terrible.
Okay. Well, get used to it because I believe it is going to get very hot this summer. So have your air conditioning and your cold drinks ready.
Yeah, but honestly, we don't have AC.
Anyone want to point out where the specials are for here? Reverend Hung? You might just need it.
Yeah, really? Okay.
I think so. I'm being honest. Anyone here who disagree?
Yeah.
Anyway, Reverend Hung, we'll pass the floor to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I think Brian will buy me an AC, right? Okay.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. So I'm so honored to be here. And firstly, I would like to say something to my son first. Because my son always talked to me that, "Daddy, don't speak English. It's horrible. So don't speak that kind of English. Okay, but try to know how to speak Australian English. Okay. But it's hard for our age, the 45. It's not easy to change from Cantonese to English, right? So please accept my apology. Okay. So, but I know that some of you guys you know Cantonese, right? Yeah, you can speak Cantonese. So actually, as God's family, we have to learn each other, right? I learn English, and then I also ask John to learn Cantonese. So right? Yeah. Every time I talk to John, and then he always reply me, "没问题." Yeah, right? Okay. Today, if we ask John to 请我们吃饭, are you okay? 没问题, okay, that's great, Okay, so see? John can speak very fluent Cantonese, 没问题, okay, that's great. So, did you ever receive any mission or task that was impossible to accomplish in your life? Yeah, sure. For me, today is a kind of mission impossible. But I get ready. Okay, I have the PowerPoint. I have the notes. Okay, so I think I do have some power, and then you can get some points. Okay. Sometimes you will receive some mission. You feel impossible. Maybe your mother, okay, told you not to use computer or mobile phone anymore. Can you? No, cannot. Okay. For me, I need my mobile phone. Otherwise, I cannot contact to my friends. Okay. Again, I cannot use Facebook. Okay, to spend several hours of time. Okay. Yeah, true. It's true because I need to know more about my friends. Okay, sometimes they don't want they don't want to talk to me, but they post all their feeling on the Facebook. Okay, so I know you are not very happy. Okay, I understand. So I make a phone call. Okay, are you okay? Okay, I'm not okay. But no. And then they will say that how can you know? Because you put everything on the Facebook. So that's why I want to care about you. Okay, that's fine. So maybe for you, sometimes you will face some mission impossible. But today you sit here, right? I have this topic for you. Are you ready? How come no response? You are yes. Teenagers. Okay, yes. Are you ready? Okay, yes. Great. Okay, I'm not ready. Sorry. So in fact, in our life, there are tasks seems not easy to complete, right? Therefore, sometimes we chose to do it later, or you try to forget it. Okay? Sometimes we finally give up to do the mission. We may have different kinds of reasons not to complete. I think there is a person who really understands us because he also received a mission impossible thousands years ago. Who is that person? He is Jonah, okay? Okay, just warm up, okay? Just now we read the story of Jonah. He received a mission from God that he needs to go to the city of Nineveh and have to preach there. Good. Oh, mission. So maybe you think that it is very easy. Just go and preach there or shout there. Okay. You are sinners. You are sinners. Repent or you will die. And then always repeat that sentence. Is that enough? Okay? Very easy. But it's not that easy. According to the map at that time, the Greek city of Nineveh is actually at the northeast. Okay. But Tarshish is actually at southwest. That is, Jonah was going to reverse direction. So he went away to reject the mission from God. Why Jonah didn't want to do this mission? Did you think of it before? If we search for the history, at that time, the great city of Nineveh, right? Nineveh was the capital of Assyrian Empire. They were the Gentile and also Israel's enemies. According to 1 Kings of Bible, Jonah was the one to provide political and military opinions to the king. And Jonah had actually a very good reputation inside the country. Let's imagine. Jonah went to Nineveh, talked to the enemy, asked them to repent. This is unbelievable. What did the Israel people think about Jonah? You, Jonah, do you want to betray your country? You want to betray your country? On the other side, if Jonah goes to Nineveh, right, to speak with them, God wants to save you people. You need to repent. You guess? What will be the people we had? Okay? He will treat him as a spy. Okay? Did you see that movie? Yeah, very funny. Yeah. I always spend my time to see movie to think about the teenagers. Yeah. Because for the elderly people, they don't go to cinema. Okay? But I still go, so I'm still young, okay? Jonah, you must be a spy. If Jonah really follows the mission, he will be in trouble. People may treat him as a betrayer or a spy. In fact, Jonah loved his country very much and did not want to hurt his people in Israel. Therefore, from Jonah's point of view, God, are you okay? You sent me there to preach? Okay, how come ask me to go to the Nineveh to save them? There, the people should be cursed by God, by you, okay? This mission is actually impossible for Jonah. So, he chose to go away. So that's why Jonah went away to Tarshish, okay? And he tried to escape from the Lord. Bible said, then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. Funny thing is, if you notice from the Bible, Jonah fell into a deep, deep sleep. Crazy man, okay? Did you get on the ship? Yeah. Can you easily to fall into deep sleep? Cannot. Yeah, right? But he fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him. How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish. Did Jonah do anything? No. He is escaping from God. People ask their gods, but it seems that the situation is the same. Then they think that maybe someone did something wrong among us. So they cast lots, and the lot fall on Jonah. So they ask him, tell me, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? Okay. What kind of words do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? Okay. Jonah answered, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Wow, the God of heaven, the greatest one, okay, because they worship many gods. Wow, this is the greatest one. This message actually terrified them. They knew that Jonah was running away from the Lord. What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us? Jonah says, very easy. Okay, just pick me up and then throw me into the sea and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. Wow, are you kidding? Jonah, you want to kill yourself. You want to kill yourself. They don't want to do that. So they don't want to kill an innocent man. So they try their very best to row the ship back to the land. But can they do that? Cannot. Cannot. For the sea grow even wider than before. They pray to the Lord. Okay, they pray to the Lord. They have no choice. Sorry. Finally, they throw Jonah into the sea. Then, what's happening? If you see from the Bible, the raging sea grow calm. What's a miracle? What's a miracle? All these men on board, they greatly fear the Lord and offer a sacrifice. And finally, they worship a real God. Okay. They worship a real God. Although Jonah is unwilling to accept God's mission impossible. But through this special journey, you see, a group of people who worship other gods, now they turning back to the real God. This is wonderful. God used Jonah's reluctance to achieve his will to save people, the sinners. Can you understand what I'm talking about? It is Chinglish, okay? Okay. My sermon actually is in Cantonese, but I use Google Translate that to English. So, you can still understand. That's great. So Google Translate is powerful. Okay. This is unbelievable. Just like the Bible says, I want all you read it out. We can read together. Okay. From Isaiah chapter 55. Okay. Can you read it out for me? 1, 2, 3. Yes, our God is unbelievable. He can use even the people, they are not willing to do the things. But He can change, okay, not just the situation, but also He can change the character, you or me. The story ended because Jonah is dead, right? Okay, finished. Okay, my sermon finished. No. This is just the beginning. The funny thing is Jonah not yet died. But I think he will die very soon because a big fish swallowed him. Have you ever heard before someone swallowed by a fish and he's still alive? Have you heard before? Maybe someone said because the fish is called tuna fish. So in Chinese, tuna fish is tan la yu. Tan means swallow, la means Jonah, yu fish. Okay, so tuna fish cannot kill Jonah, right? Is that right? Yes, did you eat tuna fish before? Yes, tuna fish cannot kill Jonah. Okay, it's kidding, okay. Okay, but many people say that, many people say that if you talk about Jonah, you have to correlate it to tuna fish, okay. Jonah is not dead because, you can see the Bible, because God protects him inside the belly of the fish. Okay? Did you notice that? Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. He can do nothing. He can do nothing inside the belly of the fish, except he can pray to the Lord his God. Did you notice that the prayer of Jonah? Actually, this prayer is very special. He quoted many verses from the Psalms of the Old Testament. Inside the fish, Jonah starting to rethink. Jonah starting to rethink his calling to be a God servant. Through the Bible, he begins to understand the will of God. Finally, Jonah understands that salvation is come from the Lord, not from Jonah himself. God actually has the right to choose the people to save, even their sinners, because God knows the heart of everybody. Jonah, as a servant, he just needs to obey. Therefore, like Jonah, to understand God's will and to retake the mission or to regain the passion from God, there are two things we should bear in mind. The first one, you need not to find a tuna fish to eat you, but you need to find a quiet place like in the belly of a fish that you can pray and meditate God's words. This is the first thing you have to bear in mind. The second thing is, you also have to seriously read the Bible. Because understand the will of God, you should start from the Bible, not from yourself, not from even your very good experience. Understanding the Bible is the foundation to know the will of God. Understanding the Bible is the foundation to know the will of God. So two things right here, right? What is the... if you read the chapter 3, you can see that Jonah continued his mission impossible. He went into the Nineveh to proclaim the judgment from God. No matter Jonah is willing or not, he finally completed his task. Okay, what is the final outcome? Those people of Nineveh, including the king, when they heard the news, they all believed, fasting, repent, and turn from their evil ways. Because of their repentance, God promised not to bring on them the destruction. What a perfect ending. The task has been completed. Sinner repented. Wow, this is good things. But if you look at the chapter 4, we see that Jonah is not really happy because God really saved the enemies of Israel. I think Jonah had his own agenda about this mission. He has his own agenda. His agenda is the task completed. The whole city perished. Okay? God destroyed the whole city. This is Jonah's agenda. But now it's not his expectation. How can Jonah go back to his country? How can he go back? Talk to his people. Okay, sorry. I go to preach there, but I accidentally saved your enemies. Can you do that? Cannot. His people will kill Jonah because they think that Jonah already betrayed them. He no longer has a very great reputation in his country. So that's why he asked God to let him die. Let me die, Lord. Take away my life. For it is better for me to die than to live. Jonah is anger at the lost compassion. Jonah is not happy. Why God don't care about him, but care about the enemies? How come? In fact, God wanted Jonah to understand one important thing. As long as people are willing to repent, even they are Gentile, God's love and mercy will be upon them. God hopes that Jonah has the same mindset here. The same mindset here. Love your enemy. Love your neighbors as yourself. Even they are your enemies. In fact, let everyone to know God, feel the God's love. It's not easy, right? When you preach the gospel to your friends, it's not easy. Sometimes you feel very frustrated and almost impossible, right? From the story of Jonah, we understand that sometimes we have to sacrifice ourselves. Maybe we have to give up something if we want to complete a mission impossible. The life of Jesus Christ is actually our example. He even gave up his life, died on the cross for our sins because of love. But Jesus also has his own struggling. Did you remember his prayer before he was arrested? Did you remember? Matthew 26:36-44. Jesus said, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. When Jesus faced the mission impossible, he felt so weak to compete. The only thing he can do is prayer. The only thing he can do is prayer. Three times he prayed to the Lord. For what? For the power as well as the courage from the above, from God, so that he can overcome the coming suffering. It's not easy. So God understands you and me. So in summary, so what have you learned? I can summarize into three things so that you go back to your home, you can know how to complete the mission impossible in your life. Okay, you need to find a quiet place where you can pray and meditate God's works. First one. And you have to seriously read the Bible, because understand the Bible is the foundation to know the will of God. Okay, you also need to sacrifice yourself for the sake of the others. Okay, sometimes we do some mission, we only concern ourselves. Okay, what I can learn from the mission? No. Just serve. Okay, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself. Sometimes you need to do that. And also, what is more? More prayers in your life. Brothers and sisters, I think everyone, you will have different spiritual journey in your life. At different time and at different stages of your life, you may receive mission impossible from God. But don't worry. You can see from Mark chapter 10, 27. With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. May God bless you so that you can complete all the missions in your life till the end. I finished. I complete my mission. So now I turn the time to Reverend John, as he has something to say and pray for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Hung, for speaking this morning. Maybe take a moment to write down something that, that you have learned or God has put on your heart. Yeah. And at the back of the bulletin, there's a little empty space. Yeah.